Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I saw these rumors that Marcus Peters might get traded. He's got to be even more of a headache than everybody realized because he's such a good player. He's probably going to wind up being one of those guys who's a really good player but who wears out his welcome fast.
If you've got a team full of scumbags, it's hard to, you know, have a scumbag added to the mix. But if you've got a good, solid team, you can afford to have one or two questionable character guys. The FBI has done an investigation into college basketball about players receiving improper benefits. The teams identified in the FBI's probe: Alabama, Duke, Kentucky, LSU, Maryland, Michigan State, North Carolina State, North Carolina, Seton Hall, Texas, USC, Washington.
It's going to just overshadow the tournament.
Oh, no doubt.
Because that's
no
all
doubt.
Anybody's going to ask about is
and
what
like
you
I said,
know, because all those teams are going to be in it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you miss. Some really good stuff from RJ, who we've lost respect for as a human because he's a recliner. And, well, just a fun show. Really sportsy the first hour. A little more fun the second hour. And I think we'll just take the gloves off here in the third hour and just go for it.
All right. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Lamont says, if 97.5 had the Texans or Rockets, could you see our delivery changing? And have we ever worked for a flagship station?
I know you worked for the UT flagship station.
Oh, yes. And they didn't like me very much.
Well, I've only done radio at 97.5 and 1560, and I did do things a little differently when I was on the network. I didn't throw a lot of dickweeds out or anything, but that was more, you know, those are different kind of shows, I think. And so, like, the network show I do with RJ, it's a lot more sportsy, so I think it is different. But if we had the Texans or Rockets, it would just kind of have to be part of our deal that we are who we are, because I
kind of feel like we did that when we had the Dynamo.
I feel like we do that with Aggie.
Yeah, I thought
we did that with the Longhorns.
I try to be honest here about all these guys.
Those are big, but they're not the same as having the Texans.
But
I don't think that having the Rockets is the same as having the Texans,
no,
frankly.
But with the Dynamo, like, you know, everybody sort of expected us to talk more Dynamo, and we did the show that we'd always done.
We'd have their guys on once every couple of weeks because we were required to, but we tried to make the interviews fun.
Right.
And talk to them about stuff other than dynamoing.
But other than that, we weren't talking dynamo. I never pretended like I suddenly had an interest in soccer because we were the Dynamo station.
Yeah, I do.
Which now that I think of it, maybe that's why they left.
Yeah, probably so, because
I don't know.
We didn't punch our clowns. But but you've also got a guy on the station who's one of the biggest soccer advocates on the planet, Glenn Davis, and and I don't know that he was any different when they were here. I think that would be more applicable to his show. But I think having the Texans would – I think they would prefer for us to be a certain way, but I don't think we could do a show like that, to be honest. I don't think I could.
Yeah.
But I also didn't think I could do a network show and keep it clean.
And you can.
Yeah.
You've got the power.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not as much fun.
No.
I mean, the show with RJ was fun because it was different. We talked gambling for an hour. But when I was doing the show by myself on Saturday nights, and, you know, it was scripted out and certain things you had to do, I did not enjoy that. It's one of the reasons I quit doing it.
Yeah.
Plus, I wanted Saturday nights off.
Yeah.
But you know, when we first started over here, I was trying to do as much as I could and you know,
try to build the brand.
Yeah, and get established and
build that Fowler brand.
Well, and get to a point to where I could say no to weekends now.
Yeah.
and it took a while, but I mean, it's a good question because I really don't know. I've never had to deal with that. And, I mean, we've had to deal with the ESPN brand.
Yeah.
Breathing down our necks, but for the most part, that's that hasn't been too much of an issue. There have been times. So, 713-780-ESPN. Do you want to save the gym of the day, or should we do the gym of the day now? What do you think? Because we've only got a couple minutes left in the segment.
Let's rock out.
Well, all right. Well, let's do it. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Okay. We've talked about old people driving, and I'm starting to think there should be a cutoff. Here's an age you probably shouldn't drive, AJ. 91.
Okay. I'm with you.
A 91-year-old led the police on a 15-mile chase because he mistaked their marked patrol car for basically a snowplow. This is when you're too old to drive. He didn't realize he was being chased by the police.
He thought a snowplow was chasing
him.
He
thought he was being chased by a snowplow.
I understand.
He said it was dark, but the officer said there was nothing between their car and his car. After they finally caught him after the 15-mile chase, that's what he thought was chasing him.
Did it have lights on the top and everything?
I guess it does, yeah. But he asked what he'd done. The officers activated the sirens, but this had no effect. So they pulled alongside him to get his attention, but he didn't notice the marked car then. He thought his insurance had been sorted out by his grandson and forgotten to renew his license 13 years ago.
Oh, he forgot for 13 years?
Yes.
That happens.
Yeah, especially when you're 91.
Yeah.
So I think apparently he already crashed a car last year without insurance or a license.
Is that a good excuse, do you think?
He pleaded guilty to driving without due care or attention, 2 counts of driving without a license, and 2 counts of having no insurance. Think he cares what?
Do you think he's really like at that age that he even cares that he's in trouble?
No, because although if you get a 6-month sentence, that's pretty much life for him, right?
That's true. They're not gonna lock him up.
No, but they need to keep him away from his damn vehicle.
I saw this guy, Glenn Langford, was arrested. He went to the Brisbane Masonic Memorial Center, and he set off the fire alarms and flooded it.
Really?
Yeah. He was found drunk and naked inside a huge pipe organ. One of the bigger organs in the...
drunk and naked inside of a pipe organ?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
He's a former Freemason himself, and apparently he decided to flood the temple, or the memorial center, pardon me. But he says his intentions were well-meaning, and the night got out of hand after downing a bottle of Johnny Walker whiskey. The court was told that he had been meaning to hand out cheeseburgers to the homeless, and there was food left scattered on the floor of the grand hall of the temple, which features one of the biggest organs in Queensland. It is feared the organ installed in the 1930s may be too damaged to be repaired, despite it being insured for $1 million. Mr. Langford is charged with allegedly damaging a number of organ pipes and destroying part of a decorative wall. He was also discovered naked along with clothes, a remote-controlled police car, and a toy gun. The magistrate court heard from his lawyer, who explained that he, in the last week, had lost his job and was getting over the breakdown of a 16-year relationship. And he was granted bail on the condition that he stay more than 100 yards away from the center. He said, "Things just got a little loose. I was out of it." He said, "I apologize to all the righteous Freemasons everywhere."
What about the not righteous ones?
He said, "I did have a lot of cheeseburgers to give the homeless. I'm going to see a shrink, and don't drink."
That may be story of the year.
That's a pretty good one.
That's going to be a tough one to top.
That is a good one.
Naked in an organ.
I mean,
that's just... and unfortunately, I can visualize that.
Yeah. I got one more. Oh, I guess we probably got to hit a break. I've got another non-sports story maybe for the other side about how you know your girl is a keeper.
And, oh, I definitely need this kind of advice.
Okay.
Because I never know.
Yeah. I'm gonna let you know on the other side how you know you've got a chick who is super down and is on your side.
Uh-oh. What if mine does not live up to this?
Move on.
Okay.
You're able to lease it out now.
You know, yeah, I'm still young enough. Cause yeah. especially if I can make it to 91 and drive around in front of a police car.
Yeah.
I probably got two more marriages in me.
Yep.
832, can I get the shout-out for Big Frank Miranda? Yes, you got the shout-out. Congratulations. That's it. All right. I'm also going to shout-out to Golf Greyhound Park down south. If you're down there, you can bet on the races up here tonight, as a matter of fact. You can bet on races all over the country, simulcasting all year long. But guess what? Only 2 days left of live racing, and then it's gone for a couple of years. So you've got your chance to get out there tomorrow or Sunday, 6 o'clock tomorrow. They got a 12 and a 12 noon and a 6 o'clock on Sunday. It is your last chance to catch live Greyhound racing down at Gulf Greyhound Park. And February 25th is the last day. 25 years they've been down there. 25 years. And you can always go and gamble, and it's a fun place to go if you're on your way to Galveston to go hit up the simulcast. But this is your last chance. So head on down there this weekend, man. Check it out. It's a fun thing to take the kids to. Food trucks, all kinds of stuff down there. You can have a great time. Give them a call if you need information. 409-986-9500. It's in Lamarck. It's right off. It's on the way to Galveston. You can't miss it. You'll see the sign every time you go down there. And just a fun opportunity for you to catch live Greyhound racing for two more days. Watch, wager, and win at Gulf Greyhound Park. They're off to the races live, but only for two more days. That's Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. From San Houston Race Park, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at San Houston Race Park. Live racing will be cranking up here in about 40 minutes. 50 Cent Beer has already cranked up, so if you're not on the 50 Cent Beer, shame bell for you. You've got a non-sports story, and I have a sports question for you, so why don't we do the non-sports first?
Okay. Imagine you're in the hospital.
Okay, I'm dying?
No, you're just a little sick.
Okay.
But you had to go to the emergency room.
So, like, maybe you had testicular torsion or something?
Could be.
Okay.
And you were like, man, I really wish I had some heroin, but typically when I do heroin, I overdose and almost die. And so you, like, if that were the case, you'd be like, well, I probably shouldn't do heroin.
But I'll take morphine while I'm there.
Well, what if your girlfriend was, like, really smart and a next-level thinker and said, man, my boyfriend wants to do heroin, but he has a history of overdosing. He's in the hospital. if I bring him some heroin now, they'll at least be able to quickly treat his heroin overdose. And that's exactly what his girlfriend did. She brought him some heroin. He injected himself. Of course, he overdosed. And guess what? The doctors were right there to save him. They brought him right back to life.
That's pretty smart.
She said, I knew that he wanted some heroin, but I was concerned he would overdose. I thought this was a good time to make it happen.
She's a smart.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty down-ass girlfriend, I gotta say.
How much jail time did she get for doing this?
Not sure yet. She's been arrested and charged with first-degree reckless endangerment and tampering with evidence. The patient remained in the hospital for his original ailment, presumably testicular torsion,
okay,
and was listed in stable condition. So this story had some related stories underneath it.
Yeah.
Mostly about heroin. And I don't know how I missed this, but on February 12th.
Esteban Loaiza?
You saw that?
Yeah. I thought we talked about it.
We didn't.
We know we had it on our list to talk about, but maybe we just never got around to it.
Esteban Loaiza he used to be on my fantasy team, and now he's like a drug czar. He got caught with 44 pounds of cocaine and heroin. 44 pounds?
Just imagine if you were on your fantasy team and you got points for that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, for all the drugs.
Yeah. Well, not wise, guys.
Wow.
Not wise.
All right, I've got one more sports question for you.
Okay.
Because one of the things, as you know, we're doing a lot more videos on Sports Map.
Yes.
And our buddy Holly is going to be part of the rotation.
Oh, boy.
And she had a question that she wanted me to pose to you because she wants your opinion of it.
Okay.
Before she does her video.
Okay. Should she wear her fake eyelashes?
Yes, she should. Okay. So if it's if you're the Cleveland Browns, I make you GM of the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. I wouldn't accept that job ever, but I'll just, for the sake of this
discussion. You'll take the job because they're going to pay a bunch of money.
Okay.
And
but it's a job you can't win.
What if the Indianapolis Colts come to you and say, we'll give you Andrew Luck for picks 1 and 4?
If I'm the Cleveland Browns, do I take that?
Yes.
I think yes.
See, I knew you would answer it that way. I said no. I would not.
Okay.
Because I'd be a better GM than what they've got, so I would draft better.
Yeah.
And I also think Andrew Luck's broken. And, you know, I wouldn't have passed on Deshaun Watson.
But, right. There's a lot of things you wouldn't have done if you were the previous Browns GM.
But now, I'm all about that Sam Darnold lifestyle. And you know what I might do? If Lamar Jackson.
I thought you were a Josh Rosen over Sam Darnold guy.
Well, I would take, if I'm the Browns, I think I'd take Darnold. I mean, Rosen's made it clear he doesn't want to be there. I think they're close enough. I think Rosen's going to be better long term. But for the fit in Cleveland, I would take Darnold.
Okay.
I would have also fired Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
And I would have hired Frank Reich before the Colts had a chance to.
Sometimes the GM doesn't have the power to fire the coach.
Well, I'd tell the owner if he didn't, I wouldn't be his GM. I want some Bill O'Brien power, man.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Or else
have.
I'm not taking the job. You're Cleveland. Okay. Well, else would I go there?
Like I said.
But you would take that deal.
I think I would take that deal. Because, I mean, draft picks are a crapshoot anyway.
They are a crapshoot, but so is a guy with a broken arm.
Yep. You know what he'll do, though? Sell tickets.
He will sell tickets, but they always sell tickets.
And you know what?
Browns fans go to those games anyway. They always sell tickets no matter how bad they are. That's why they don't bother to put a product out there that's worth a damn.
You know what I've seen Andrew Luck do? Take a raggedy-ass team and make them competitive.
It's been a long time since you've seen that, though.
Yeah, but I've never seen Sam Darnold do it. I've seen Sam Darnold surrounded by great talent.
I would be doing like a Sam Darnold first, and then I would have a second-round pick if he's still there. I'm taking Lamar Jackson. I'm having both of them.
Okay.
I'm getting a quarterback.
Okay.
And I figure between that, I'll take my chances.
All right.
And if it doesn't work out, great. But I think
it's a good hypothetical, though.
It is a good hypothetical because if you're Indianapolis, I don't think you do it if you're Indianapolis because you still have the hope that the guy's going to turn into something. But that's a pretty nice price for a guy if you're concerned. Maybe you're hitting the reset button.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I, but I, but so you'd be interested in her video on that?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Good topic.
I started to talk about this a while back, but the Bills have the 21 and 22 pick in the draft. 21st, 22nd pick. If you're the Browns, knowing you have the fourth pick, would you trade your first pick for the 21st, 22nd, and say like a next year's second rounder? So two firsts and a second rounder, and you give up the number one pick?
Because I know the Bills are very interested in Josh Rosen.
Do you still think you can get the quarterback you want at four?
Yeah, because you know what I can do? If I can probably take number four and one of the picks I acquire from them.
And move up to number two or three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could do that, right?
And then you walk away with the number two pick and probably the quarterback you wanted all along?
Yeah, and an additional pick somewhere.
I think that's what I would do.
Yeah. I definitely would do that from the Browns.
Yeah.
Now, I guess it depends.
Having three first-round picks in any draft is going to be awesome for the Browns.
Yeah. Because frankly, they just haven't drafted well enough.
No.
I mean, they've had plenty of picks, and they've had opportunities, but you would hope with a new GM they're going to draft the right guys, and he talks a good game about the kind of players they want. If you could add three potential impact players, yeah. You know, but I think the key would be what you do it for, and that's the thing. If they want to trade up to one to get Rosen, do the Giants still want a quarterback at two?
I don't know.
And you know the Colts aren't messing with one at three, but they might trade that pick down.
Right.
So somebody comes up and gets Darnold. Are you that in love with Baker Mayfield?
I don't know. See,
because the only danger with that, if you're the Browns, is you start doing what you've done the last 2 years. It's like, yeah. Okay, we'll trade out of the pick, and then we're stuck with DeShone Kizer. And when we really needed to go and get Carson Wentz, or we needed to get DeShone Watson.
What if you sign A.J. McCarron?
Then absolutely I'd do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I still draft one.
But not in the first four picks.
Not with the first four picks, no. Not unless, well, I say that, but what if Sam Darnold's still sitting there at four? I might do that.
Wouldn't be the worst thing.
No.
Depends on what kind of money you gave McCarron, too.
Right.
But you could also, I mean, there could easily be a decent quarterback left at 22 or 23.
Yeah.
Maybe you take A.J. McCarron, you get Josh Allen at pick 22.
See, I like Lamar Jackson as a project better than I like Josh Allen.
Well, I don't like either one of those guys or Mayfield. But
as a project, as a long-term guy.
Yeah.
But if you got A.J. McCarron, then I'm not expecting him to see the field. Not for a couple years.
All right, guys. Listen, there's a lot of energy providers out here in the Houston area, and they're all going to throw the moon at you. They're going to say, hey, we've got a great deal for you. We're going to give you a $600 bonus to sign up for this rate. We're going to give you free weekends. We're going to give you free days. And you probably, because you're a sucker, said, man, that sounds good. I'll take that deal. And then also, because you're a sucker, you found out down the road that you've fallen into a trap, and you are now paying a higher rate, and there's an additional fee on your bill. Who wants that? Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see is the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges if you go over a certain amount of energy. It's just they're doing things the right way. They're treating people the right way, the way they want to be treated. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064. Man, she said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid by a nappy ass. She started talking, and she, wouldn't you know, reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. Her father jumped. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park. First post here in about 24 minutes. And 50 Cent beer right now. People asking who missed our plays. I have a small play on Winnipeg at plus 110 tonight against St. Louis. And you had one game, right?
I have the University of Illinois, Chicago, plus 4.5. It's now 5 against Northern Kentucky.
It's a light card tonight.
Yep.
There's not much to choose from, so before you laugh at Northern Kentucky, just realize that there's not
much. It's Friday night.
Yeah, it's Friday night college basketball. All right, so I have like more non-sportsy stuff.
I'm good, because I'm sportsed out.
Are you sportsed out?
Yeah. I was reading about a guy. John, maybe you know who this is. Do you know who Tekashi69 is?
No.
Why would you think he'd know that?
Because, I don't know, because he's a he's younger.
Oh.
He's younger than me.
But he's Asian and would know everyone named Tekashi?
No.
It's kind of racist.
I think Tekashi69 is actually Hispanic.
See.
But I was just reading that he was about to catch an ass whooping in San Antonio, but the cops arrested this dude who was there to beat him up, like some gang member.
Yeah.
And he was involved in a fight at LAX earlier this week. And
man, don't be getting fights at airports because
that slows everybody down.
Well, it'll get you in a lot of trouble, too.
And I was like, who is Tekashi69? I looked him up, and he has over 200 tattoos of the number 69 on him.
Ah.
He's very into that.
Interesting.
This is, I'll show you a picture of him. This is him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm. He's a, he's odd.
Yes, odd's a good way to put it.
Yeah. He's odd. Really obsessed with that number too.
Why would he be? I don't understand.
I don't know. That's his move.
Hmm.
That's what he's into.
Well, okay.
John, I'm actually glad you had no idea who that was. That makes me feel better about you.
Why, did you think I was a gangster or something?
No, I just thought that maybe you would like that. You were in the know enough on really bad hip hop to know who he was. Apparently, he's a rapper.
Oh, okay. Well, I would not have known that.
Yeah.
I would think John would know that.
Well, I knew you wouldn't know it. That's why I didn't ask you. I asked John because I thought maybe there was a chance. But
oh, I thought you were just being racist.
No, John's relieved me by not knowing.
I'm one of those now, like, back in my day kind of guys now okay. with hip-hop.
Yeah. Like, so you're looking at Drake the way that I looked at Biggie.
No, I'm looking at Kendrick, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
I'm looking at Drake like people look at Nickelback.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm sensing some anti-Canadian stuff from you here, John.
Yeah. Most people are anti-Canadian, except for you. You married one.
Yeah, like that Tim Hortons, it's trash.
Oh,
no, those are fighting words.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Your face.
Actually, Tim Hortons is really good coffee.
Yeah.
Canadian swill.
Bite your tongue, sir. Their beer's not as good as ours. They don't like hearing that, but it's
but that's true. That's a fact, Jack.
I mean, I do love that one little brewery they have, and they've got a couple of nice ones up there, but we swamp them on that.
Yeah.
It's not close. And you know what? We're better at them than curling.
Yeah, now we are.
Yeah. We're better than them at women's hockey.
Yeah.
That's about it. So 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. People asking about the Tasha story. Did they miss it? She was not here today.
Yeah, she bailed on us.
Not cool.
Yeah, not. That's not the way to do it. She said she was going to be here, and
she was going to be here.
Well, we Drew were told she was going to be here. Yeah. I had a whole segment planned out with her, and she didn't show up. So disappointing, to say the least.
Hmm.
So we'll have to wait until we can get her on.
It'll have to be next week sometime.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be.
We'll have to make sure she's around the office.
There's only 20 minutes left in the show, so it can't be today.
No, not even if she called in at this point. I don't think we'd be devoting enough time to it because really there's not 20 minutes left in the show. There's one last segment that's going to be about 10 minutes.
Right.
And we'll have stupid stuff in there.
So we don't have time.
So by the time we get done with that, it would be a waste.
There's just not enough time. Not enough hours in the day.
And she's missed a golden opportunity to be on air in the number one show in the city.
True.
by not being here.
Her fault. Yeah. Although I think she's probably happy about that once you hear the story.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
See, she's sitting over there smirking because I think she knows the whole thing.
I'm sure she does. Mm-hmm. Like anybody who hangs out with Tasha, they know what she's up to. And it's super weird. It's really odd, to say the least.
713-780-ESPN. Arian's Fetus said, listen to you guys on the way back from Louisiana. I wish I was at Sam Houston Race Park. I remember Jerome Solomon at a remote long, long ago checking out my wife on air.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jerome checks out everybody's wife.
Yeah. Everybody's wife, everybody's girlfriend.
That sounds about right.
Everybody's daughter. All of them. That's just how he operates. But, see, wouldn't you rather have a wife that people are checking out, though, than one that they're ignoring?
Yeah.
I certainly would.
Yeah.
Because, you know, believe me, if you walk through a room with your wife and guys are like,
but
avert your eyes, avert your eyes.
Now, what about this question? What does that same logic apply to your daughter?
No.
You want to have an ugly pig daughter that no one looks at? And then she's only beautiful to you?
That would be ideal, but we all know that's not realistic. And, yeah, my daughter's not ugly.
Sorry, Fred.
I know.
Sorry, Fred.
Just go to... You always have to ruin it for me, man. It's a Friday. I'm in a great mood, and now you got me...
I know. I'm a jerk.
But you don't recline your seat on an airplane.
I don't do that.
So you're not that big of a jerk.
I'm not that kind of a jerk.
All right. Quick break. One last segment to go in the week. We will finish it strong. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Now it's over.
Into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. From Sam Houston Race Park, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston. One last segment to go, and the week will be over. And, you know, well, first let me tell you, if you haven't checked out SportsMap, follow us on Twitter, please, at SportsMapHOU. And some great stuff on there. A.J. had his five questions on the Texans. And we mentioned we've got videos now every day. Robin Carlin did one today. Mindy Leveno did one yesterday. Holly's going to be doing them starting next week. Intern Rachel's doing them. We've got just a good crew. And I've got some big plans coming for the site here over the next couple months.
Big plans.
I mean big plans. So in terms of videos, but also for those of you who missed some of the fun stuff that people like Holly were doing on Houston Sports and stuff, we're going to scratch that itch for you.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that. Man, I was really hoping the wife's flight would be delayed so I could swing by Whitmire's and grab a bottle or two before I picked her up. They're always delayed from Chicago. Not this one. No, it's on time, so I got to leave right after the show. Hey, man, let's do some stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. I this is my first day where I've had to take... Oh, right. There you go. 401. Is that a record? What's up, OU Mike?
Fred kind of wants it to be like Cheers in a sex bar at the same time. You know, it's good to go where everyone knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
I think we should go to break. All right, it's going to be a short one today, so let's just dive right in.
That's what she said.
That's what she always says.
I was at my poker spot the other day.
Poker?
It's legal now.
What?
Yeah, you can get in a club, you get a membership.
White people only?
It's for everybody.
One of those clubs?
No. It's for everybody.
That other club you tried to get me to join with you that was like where we wear the hoods and stuff? I was like...
I can't even joke about that because I've got people who are ready to try to get me fired from the NFL just because I don't like, you know...
That was a joke.
No,
Lance didn't really try to recruit me to the Klan. You know what Beth said that made me laugh today?
What?
She called Holly smart.
I'm gonna,
that was gold.
Breaking news. J.D. Martinez and the Red Sox.
You've got to get better at that. That was
Is that better?
That's much better. How did you do so much better that second time?
I don't know. Channeled my inner AJ.
That was good.
We didn't even mention
his
name.
Does this mean I can leave? Does this mean I can go?
You
can
go. I got you.
If Raheel's here?
We didn't, normally, the rule is you have to mention Raheel's name for him to break down the door during a segment.
He's like Beetlejuice.
I was listening to you guys on the app and I heard, and the Blitz is, and I was like, that's not Fred.
That's not the Blitz.
That's Joel Blank. And then I heard technical difficulties.
I had no internet!
That was... that felt... Just, you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Well, that's what the Blitz listeners want. We're going to give it to them.
After a fight broke out when a passenger allegedly refused to stop farting.
If you're making it loud...
Yeah.
That can be controlled, I think, to an extent. And you can always get up and excuse yourself to the restroom.
Yeah. Really?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Grow up, Jong.
Jeez, Jong. Yeah? Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Is it me or is Jong getting less mature with age?
I think so. And he's becoming more of a fart and poo guy.
Yeah.
Any excuse, he's going to do that. You know what? People like us out here.
Yeah.
Like they buy us race tickets. They don't usually win, but that's okay. That they offer to split with us. They all come up and say hello, talk sports with us. I think we're established here now.
Yeah.
As a group. So I see that we'll be at the Hyatt on the 9th, and I'm going to be gone. I may try to get out of that trip so that I can go to the Hyatt.
Right, because you don't want to leave me hanging.
No, but it might be a good opportunity for Jong Lee to go out and do the show with you.
That could be. Hey, I'm going to play a game with you.
Okay.
I'm going to show you 4 mugshots of women who were arrested for giving themselves up for money. There's children here, so I'm trying not to say exactly what happened.
Yeah.
This is Nancy.
Yes.
I want you to pick which one of these girls you would take. Okay. And I want to warn you that as part of this game, one of the girls charges $30.
Okay, well, that'd be too much for this one.
The other 3 charge $22.
Okay.
So think about being a responsible, budgeted man.
Right, right. I'm going to pretend I'm a poor.
Where would you spend your money? On Nancy?
Okay.
Jamie?
That's a no. I can just tell you.
Heather?
Okay, Heather.
Or Patricia?
It's going to be Heather or the first one.
Okay. The bad news is Heather's the $30 one. So do you go back to girl number 1 for the $22?
No. I'm going to
stick with Heather.
I'm going to fork over the extra $8 here.
You're going to splurge.
It's going to cost me 16 50-cent beers.
I've got really bad news for you, though. Heather used to be a man.
Okay, let's go back to number 1. Okay. We're going back to door number 1. And we're paying the $22, and we're drinking 16 50-cent beers.
You're saving that $8 now.
No, I'm drinking 16 beers because I have to be that drunk for number 1.
Oh boy,
she should be paying me.
Honestly, I don't know. I just made that up about the $30 girl. I think she might really be a woman, but just look at that. If I told you that could be a man, you'd be like
little mannish.
Yeah,
little
mannish. Probably was a man at some point.
Yeah, no question, a little bit mannish, but I'll take that over the others.
You take your chances.
Dude, I don't know how those other women make $22.
$22.
That is not...
They offered an officer to give them pleasure for $22.
I'm going to go vomit now. All right. Mercifully,
Is it still prostitution if she never thought the officer would say yes?
I guess it's still technically solicitation, yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Fun show. Great job by John. Great job by AJ. Ninja survived. Get myself a C-plus for the day. Be back on Monday. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Bet on some winning horses. Till Monday, stay sportsy.